Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
On June 17th, the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network announced it would be receiving a grant, not just for this year, but the annually renewable grant will be given them over the next 5 years. The grant is $285,000 a year, and you may be surprised who's giving them that grant. According to their news release, quote, during the five-year project, GLSEN will partner with 20 targeted school districts across the country, including the 16 DASH-funded districts, to implement a comprehensive evidence-based program to help keep LGBT students safe and healthy, unquote. Now, DASH stands for Department of Adolescent and School Health. According to them, that's GLSEN, the grant will allow GLSEN to partner with each district to establish sustainable, safe space infrastructure by creating internal implementation teams, delivering multi-day train-the-trainer programs based on GLSEN's Safe Space Kit, providing guidance, information, and resources to assist in effecting policy enhancements and increasing collaboration and knowledge sharing among stakeholders within and across states and school districts. Now, that's what GLSEN's saying the grant's going to help them do. They expect to reach, over that five-year period, 14,500 school personnel and 4 million students. Now we know the what. Now to the questions of who, why, when, and how. Now to help us understand the negative impact this will have on not only the 20 targeted schools, but the rest of the nation's schools, my guest today is Linda Harvey, president of Columbus, Ohio-based Mission America. Thanks, Linda, for being with us to help us dig through this.
Well, thanks for having me on, Diane.
Give us a little bit of information on what Mission America's mission is.
Well, for the last 15, 16 years, I've been really convicted about the issue of the promotion of homosexuality in our culture as a whole, but specifically to kids. And I became a Christian a few years before that and had been a agnostic, secular progressive before that. And although I was a Christian as a little girl, so I think God didn't forget about mm-hmm. me. He just renewed it and waited for me graciously. And then I just looked at the culture and said, what is happening? I mean, I had new eyes to see
right. And
really began to see the danger, especially the danger to our kids. They're being lied to.
Mm-hmm.
They're being routinely and systematically lied to. It's almost 180 degrees difference between what they're being told about many issues, including this one, and the truth.
Right.
And kids are being endangered. And it's all being, again, ironically couched as safety. And
mm-hmm.
that's what GLSEN has done. I've been watching GLSEN for all these years, and you have too, Diane, and many other people. And increasingly, you just shake your head over how do they get away with this stuff. They are endangering these kids. They're claiming to help. They're doing it all with the pretense of it being bullying prevention and helping kids to prevent teen suicide, but ironically, they're probably driving many more kids into despair and disease than anything
mm-hmm.
else. But then now our federal government is paying for it.
Right, and just who is it that is in the federal government who's giving them this grant?
It's the Centers for Disease Control.
Which is crazy.
Which is our public health arm.
Yeah. $285,000 each year for the next 5 years.
Right. I think it's renewable each year. They evaluate them on some degree of success about whether they achieve the tenets of the grant. But if they've gone this far to grant these folks the money, they are probably going to get it. Now, ironically, there's another group that's also getting, looks to be a separate grant. It's the GSA Network, which is a separate organization in California, and they were GLSEN California, the state of California. They split off because California is so big. It's
mm-hmm.
the network of all the hundreds of homosexual clubs in that state. They are also getting a similar grant for the next 5 years also.
Oh, they're just for the next 5 years, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And so we've got this going on all over the country. Parents are going to start to see this group coming in, again, setting up safe spaces, what they call safe spaces.
How do they define a safe space?
Right. What they do is they will, it's training. Of course, they're going to train faculty and staff to have the correct attitudes. That is, always saying yes to homosexuality, bisexuality, and even gender confusion among kids. So if a kid student comes to them and says, I am concerned about homosexuality in my life, or I have same-sex attraction or whatever, and they are asking this question, the counselor, the staff member, the teacher in that designated safe space always will affirm homosexuality. Now, there's so many levels on which this is incredibly, incredibly wrong. First of all, it violates the freedom of conscience for people to actually tell them what the right thing would be, and that is to run away from homosexuality. Mm-hmm. But it's also a violation of freedom of religion and freedom of speech and freedom of association for teachers who might not feel that way. Then it also creates a stigma for anybody who, any of these staff members who really do feel strongly that this would be the wrong thing to tell kids. If they don't agree to have this safe zone, usually it's a pink triangle or some other signage on their classroom or counseling office, then automatically they are stigmatized by the rest of the school as to be, you're one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's calculated deliberately to do this. I mean, this is part of GLSS's strategy.
And where is that going to leave Christian students and Christian teachers?
Well, it's going to leave them out in the cold,
yeah.
And it's going to leave them with a big target on their back or an X on their forehead or whatever you want to say. They will be stigmatized.
Yeah.
They will be labeled as the one who doesn't think that homosexuality is good, or in the way that GLSS would phrase it, these are the people that are hateful and intolerant
hateful,
and bigoted.
Bigoted, homophobic.
Right, and homophobic.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
Recently,
homophobic.
You and I were at a meeting in Virginia where someone said that his 12-year-old granddaughter is targeted in school. It's in, I think it was in Oregon, because she believes homosexuality is wrong.
Right.
So, I mean, that's a perfect example there of what's going to happen to Christian students who believe engaging in homosexual acts is wrong. That's sinful. They will be, as you're saying, they're going to be walking around with a target on their back. They will be targeted for re-education.
Well, yes. And also, they will be shunned.
Yeah.
They are going to increasingly be called, either accused of bullying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, they're bullies, but I think that's almost always a whole separate issue.
Yeah.
These attitudes, traditional values, do not create typical bullying in any sense of the word.
But the homosexual activists have been so good in taking that word, saying that we who oppose homosexuality have created the bullies.
Right. They call it a climate of hate.
Right.
The typical 14-year-old who slams a kid up against a locker and calls him some nasty name like sissy or something that regarding homosexuality, which boys, you know, that's a typical age group that does that, and the kids that are mean that will do that, they will use that target. As if those kids who are doing that just got back from a Focus on the Family seminar you know, have just read material from American Family Association, that this couldn't be further from the truth. It's the strongest Christians in a public school are likely to be the kids that will help someone and come to their defense. They're not likely to be the ones, and the teachers, they're not likely ever to be the ones perpetrating bullying. Although, you know, again, you're not going to, I don't know all the situations, and you don't know all the situations around the country. But that's like saying any one opinion should be off limits because people who listen to it are way too influenced by it, and especially when this is a valid opinion and it's the right thing for kids to do. You know, this is so manipulative and exploitative of vulnerable and impressionable kids.
And let's
and
just
teachers.
Look. Well, let's look at the CDC and their recent statistics that they put out dealing with HIV/AIDS.
Right.
The 2009, which is their most recent statistics. And that just shows, I mean, that's, you're looking at those statistics where it says 2/3 of all HIV cases are men who have sex with men, all the new cases.
Yeah, males who have sex with males. It's still in the U.S., it's caused by the majority of HIV cases are caused by males who have sex with other males.
Yep. And so the CDC is reporting this one day, and the next day they're giving GLSS a $285,000 grant.
It's almost like, Diane, if it wasn't so tragic, it would be hilarious in watching a Keystone Cops group or people shooting themselves in the foot. You know, do you want to destroy our country? Do you really want to actually make the AIDS and HIV situation worse because you're doing that. Right. That's exactly what they're doing. They will say that it's no, you know, it's been stable over the last few years, roughly 50,000 cases a year in the U.S. That's 50,000 cases.
Exactly.
And it's still way too many, and stability is not a resolution because every year you add that many people who are infected, they will go on having the same sex practices.
And it's not like there's any question as to
The cause.
Exactly, as to the cause.
Yeah, we know what causes
very clear. Yeah. And a sad part is that a large number of those are, what is it, 13 to 25-year-olds?
Right. The 13 to 29-year-old age group, which is called young males, and, you know, these are children, some of them. They're just middle schoolers. That is the fastest growing age group. The African American young males are an even faster subgroup, but it's roughly 10 to 12% a year over the last 6 years, going straight up in that age group.
So,
again, it's not all kids, among males who have sex with other males.
Yeah. So
why can't we just say, don't do it?
Yeah, exactly.
What's wrong with that?
And GLSEN comes, or CDC comes out with these percentages, these statistics. Yet they're giving GLSEN the green light to go into schools and say this lifestyle is okay, and we're going to provide you a safe place where you can hear all positive things about homosexuality, and you can hear the message: gay is okay, and if you feel that you are homosexual, then go for it. That's basically going to be the message, and they're providing them the safe space to get the positive homosexual, pro-homosexual message on our dime. Because we're the ones paying for GLSEN to go in there to perpetuate these lies.
Of course, you read this, you know, just as we're having all this discussion about the deficit and the debt and our you know, out-of-control government spending, and then you read that several million dollars are going to be spent on this nonsense to endanger children. And all the while, they will convince you, if you listen, that they are doing this is to help kids. It's not to help kids. The result will not be to help kids. That's the reality.
And
the result will be to harm
it
children.
It will be. And they're saying, again, they're so effective in the way that they couch it, and we have a media who's willing to, and government officials who are willing to, willing to accept whatever GLSEN says, and they go by GLSEN has this school climate survey that they put out annually,
which is a phony survey.
Absolutely, is. Give us a little bit of details about just what that survey is.
This survey is an online survey anybody can fill out. They claim that it's filled out by mostly kids who say they're homosexual or bisexual or gender
But there's no
confused.
Way to confirm that.
Yeah, kids that, first of all, let's even go further and just say these are kids that need help. They don't need to be filling out online surveys that are affirming this lifestyle.
Yeah.
But they say that, and then they will use the results of this online survey. Again, online surveys are notoriously bad, even if you were sure that you were getting that's who was responding to the survey. They're notoriously bad for bias, for inaccuracies, for kids being surveyed, period. That's also notoriously bad because kids can be easily led into the answers that they have.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, no, adults could fill these surveys out.
Exactly.
There's nothing online to prevent an adult from pretending to be a middle schooler or high schooler, filling this out, and there's nothing to prevent.
There could probably be several kids repeatedly answering the questions.
They could do that.
I can see this being a gay straight alliance project.
Well, exactly, and they want those kids, but you could repeatedly answer it. It could easily be adult homosexuals around the country. It could easily be GLSEN staff, because guess what? The results are analyzed internally by GLSEN staff, and yet this survey is quoted by school board after school board, legislature after legislature, media reporter after journalist after TV reporter around the country as being the absolute proof that there is
rampant discrimination
in schools about bullying and against homosexuality.
Right.
But look for actual community-based school incident reports, police reports that would show, let's say there's this out-of-control violence, you won't get those. The hard facts are non-existent.
Right.
This is not an epidemic.
Exactly.
These are isolated situations that can be dealt with without affirming homosexuality.
And then when they use percentages, I mean, let's face it, the homosexual, looking at the United States, less than 4% of United States citizens identify as homosexual, bisexual, or transgender. Less than 4%.
At At the present time.
At the present time.
Until kids are sexualized enough that that's going to go up.
Exactly, and that's their goal, because obviously homosexuals cannot have children, so the only way they can increase their numbers is through indoctrination. That's exactly what they're doing. In fact, I just read, since New York has legalized same-sex marriage, there's an effort, a long online petition, to urge Sesame Street to have Bert and Ernie get married.
I know. Isn't that unbelievable?
Yet they don't target children, they say.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, they do.
Absolutely.
But the way, just like pedophiles, when there is, and there's not a lot, but there's starting to be more, the argument of pedophiles is that children have these sexual feelings, and they need to be free for them to choose to have sex with adults.
Mm-hmm.
They always turn this around and say, wait a minute, children want to have this.
Yeah.
Really? Children want to be molested?
Exactly.
Really? So that's what homosexuals do, the same thing. They turn it around and say, we are empowering kids who were born this way. And there's
still
no evidence
going on that lie.
Homosexual.
Yeah, still going on that lie that they're born that way, and it's
been
refuted time and time again. But I know GLSEN, back to GLSEN's school climate survey, and the results that they, you know, supposedly come up with. Just recently, Pediatrics, in fact, the current edition of Pediatrics has a study of children with students with handicaps or health problems. And they found, that study found that those students, those with disabilities and health problems, were the most targeted students for bullies.
Yes.
There was no mention of homosexual students at all in this study. I was shocked. Truthfully, I wasn't shocked. I mean, you and I and other ones have been saying it's the kids with disabilities or the obese children who are going to be more likely to be targeted for bullying than a homosexual student.
Yeah.
And this pediatric article, this study proves that. But is the media going to pick that up?
Yeah,
no.
Right. And those are not the kids that have the, I mean, there are some disability advocates out there, but they're nothing like the very well-coordinated and very trendy homosexuality advocates, you know, people that are pushing for this.
You know,
they're not the ones that are getting all the attention in the courts and in the legislatures and in the school boards.
But yet homosexuals are saying, you know, they're trying to get minority status, and usually the courts have looked at three issues when it comes to minority status, and that's immutable characteristics, with homosexuality is not an immutable and not an unchangeable characteristic, and political powerlessness, and the fact that there's been a long history of discrimination against this group.
Right.
Homosexuals don't qualify for any of those.
No, they're going to just invent whatever they can.
That's their modus operandi.
They just push ahead and boldly assert things that they often know to not be the case. They just hope you buy it.
Because
it's just an advocacy and power based.
Because they depend. They depend upon the fact that Americans are not going to know those three questions that are normally asked by the courts.
Right.
And they're going to depend upon, you know, Americans have a history of trying to protect the underdog.
Yes, and so do kids. Kids are tenderhearted, and they will do the same thing.
So they're going to be, and homosexual activists are manipulating these Americans and these kids, American kids, obviously, but manipulate them because of their desire to help the underdog. When GLSEN's creating some of these underdogs.
Yeah, all the more reason for Christians in this blackout of truth that we're experiencing overwhelming basis in this country, to know what you believe and to stand by it. Even in your own churches, churches are running away from this issue,
too.
They're not confronting the school boards. Church pastors are almost never in this fight.
I've been attending several meetings in the eastern part of the state, southeastern part of the state this year, municipalities that are trying to pass these homosexual special rights ordinances. Yeah, there are pastors there. Pastors there testifying in favor of these things.
From the liberal denominations.
Yeah.
Right.
Not on our side when it comes to church leadership is, by and large, the silence is deafening.
Yeah, they either see it, they don't want to get involved because it's too controversial and it'll divide people, and it should divide people, and hopefully more people on our side, because the truth will win when it's actually known.
Yeah, but homosexual activists are very good at being haters in those meetings, very, very vocal haters in those meetings, intolerant folks they can be. Anyway, back to this grant. It's going to be targeting 16 dash districts. Now, what do you know what those 16 districts are? What school districts are being targeted in what cities?
Right. As far as I can tell, here's what it looks like. And in your state, Philadelphia is one of them.
Surprise, surprise.
They are already these Division of Adolescent and School Health funded districts. They're already getting money, and there's already the Centers for Disease Control, DASH, is already in there. It's Baltimore, Broward County, Florida, Chicago, Detroit, Houston, Los Angeles, Memphis, Miami-Dade County, New York City, Newark, New Jersey, Orange County, Florida, Palm Beach County, Florida, Philadelphia, San Diego, San Francisco, and Seattle. And then there are four other districts. They say 20 total, so I don't know what those are.
Okay.
But that's what I think we should look for them. So Philadelphia, look out. You're going to be getting this.
Yeah, okay. Be interesting to know what the HIV rates are for those. Yeah, as I'm listening to what you're saying, those are large. Most of those areas have large homosexual populations.
Large homosexual populations, large urban populations.
Yep.
One of the things that's been happening that people aren't, and you can see it easily in the HIV statistics, is that the minority groups are being targeted in urban school areas very heavily for this.
Mm.
And the reason is because, quite frankly, an awful lot of these kids have home lives that are where there's not a father present,
mm-hmm.
where a parent is working one or two jobs or very busy or sometimes neglectful or one or all of the above, troubled areas and kids that they can manipulate. I don't know that they've done that deliberately, but
I think they have. I think they've taken advantage of America's
broken
families.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And the kids from those families are seeking somewhere to belong because, as you're saying, you know, they're dysfunctional families where the father may not be present, and they're being raised by a single mom who's trying to hold down two jobs and just doesn't have time for the kids.
Yeah.
And homosexual activists target those kids.
Yes, and it's reflected in the HIV statistics where young black males, the rate of HIV is going out the roof among those guys.
Yeah.
Bingo,
I think over
right
40%,
there. But these are the districts, the areas that they're going into just to make it that much worse. So, you know, to me, this is where the African-American pastors need to rise up. And they will. A lot of them are with us on this issue.
Oh, yeah.
But hopefully they'll just get involved and say, you stop exploiting and targeting our kids, just like abortion.
Yeah.
Just like the abortion thing, we're going to free you, and this is a feminist issue. No, they target the minority groups and take advantage of people that are already down on their luck. And they're doing the same thing here.
Yeah. Well, I look at the rate of abortions in the black community. I mean, it's just astounding. To me, the homosexual movement is a white male movement.
Right.
And yet it's the black community, as you said, as with abortion, it's the black community that's paying the heaviest when it comes to HIV/AIDS. I mean, the black African Americans, 12% of the population here in the States?
Yeah.
Yet they make up 40 or a little over 40% of all HIV cases.
Right. And it's spread across several different transmission modes. It is males having sex with males.
Mm-hmm.
It's high-risk heterosexual, which can include bisexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
there's
the phenomenon of the down-low syndrome,
mm-hmm.
which is, and Oprah described this on her program, where heterosexual males are having homosexual sex on the side, or what to be appear to be heterosexual males, but they're not adopting a homosexual identity.
And
then also there's IV drug use, of course.
Is there anything we can do?
Or some combination of all of those.
Of all those,
Well, what we can do is just become knowledgeable and get in there and fight and say, go to these school boards and say, get these charlatans out of our school district. They're taking advantage of our kids. They're endangering them with high-risk behaviors and saying these are just fine and we're saving them. You're not saving them. You're endangering them.
Absolutely. And
the CDC statistics.
Mm-hmm.
And keep the CDC accountable and saying, why in the world are you, on the one hand, recommending this, and on the other hand, you're recommending something that will just drive the rates
exactly.
up even further?
Drive them up.
Then there's no evidence that homosexuality is in boards. You can't argue that very easily and stay with that argument. So people have to get in there and make their voices heard.
And one way to do that is through your website. Give us your contact information.
MissionAmerica.com.
Okay. MissionAmerica.com. And then if folks want to contact you directly, your email's there, your phone numbers, all that stuff.
Right. And I have a daily radio show also in Ohio that goes all over Ohio. Probably only very, very, very western Pennsylvania might hear it, but it's on the web too. So
I can travel an hour and hear it then.
Excuse me?
I can travel an hour and hear it then, because we won't be in Ohio in an hour.
Yeah.
Okay, so missionamerica.com and then your radio program. What station and what time?
Well, it's on at, I have a 4-minute commentary every day at 10:22 Eastern Time, and it's WRFD.com. And I also have a weekly half an hour show on Saturdays.
Okay, WRSD?
RFD, like Rural Free Delivery. It was the big farm station. It's a 50,000 watt station out of Columbus, and
okay.
It's affiliated with Salem Network.
Okay, good, fantastic. Okay, so missionamerica.com, and I do encourage folks to go to Linda's website because it is full of a lot of information on this grant that GLSEN's getting and many other things dealing with our kids in our schools. So I encourage you to do that. Thanks, Linda, for doing a good job as usual, and appreciate your tenacity and the great articles you come out with.
Oh, and you, Diane, too. You have served Pennsylvania well and continue to do so.
Well, thanks. Hey, take care.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
Talk to you.
You
later.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in defending traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA at Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, 16323, or visit their website at afafpa.org. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of American Family Radio, Lighthouse Ministries of Franklin, AFA, and AFAFPA.